Welcome to Ben McDuay. At 4,300 feet above sea level, it is the second best mountain in the British Isles. Just a few meters from the top, you begin to hear the sound of crunching footsteps behind you. You look back. You see nothing. You press up the mountain and hear again, crunch, crunch, crunch. You turn again and see nothing. You run uphill, but anxiety overwhelms you. You begin to have dark thoughts. Who are you? You scream.
I'm the big grey man, and I want you to top yourself.
You hurl yourself down the mountain and plummet to your death.
This week on Sexy Beasts, we have the Far Leath Mor, the big grey man.
Play music, I got a music area, it goes like this.
Oh, you got that sexy beast.
Ha!
You just so sexy.
Ninjas!
Are you a Loch Ness monster?
There are ninjas!
Or are you big?
In the room!
Cryptid, supernatural vampires, banshees,
throw a dagger like
Tony and Dago. Oops, there's a Wendigo.
Get tower like ting,
hey,
ting,
hey,
ting,
hey,
ting,
hey, come on after me.
Sword slap.
Fuck said you could laugh at me, smack with me. With a big foot dick, you could
slap
with me. Blasphemy. You could dare come at me with a big foot dick, with a Loch Ness monster, pussy. Baby, sexy beast.
Hello there. Sorry about that. Ninjas came into the room there.
I'm really liking these remixes with the ninjas.
Well, I get bored of this stuff, you know what I mean? Anyway, listen, come here to me. Welcome to Sexy Beast, your foray into the menagerie of the unexplained. Now the bloody ninja goat is in here. Every podcast is devoted to a specific creature, cryptid, or monster. We discuss its history, its merits, and using our FECS analysis, we rate and review the beast against other creatures in the Premier Crypt. And be sure to listen all the way to the end. Jesus, back again. Because we'll be closing out the show with a freak encounter, taking a 1 week break from our top trumps, of which I lost. But we'll get to who I am right now. My name is Tony Cantwell. I'm the winner of Goss.ie's Wokeahontas Award for progressive journalism in the field of supernatural world. That's a play on woke and Pocahontas with haunting in the middle there. My co-host, as always, once banned from a club for trying to steal a table that he genuinely believed was belonging to one of his mates from home.
That's true story.
Mark Jago, how the devil are you?
I'm doing well. Long day at work, ready to relax, bust some knowledge on these fools about the Far Leath Mor.
Well, do you know what, Jago? We need to address the elephant in the room. And I'm not talking about my cock. We need to address the elephant in the room, which is I lost.
Ooh! Team Jago is cool. You slagged the name, but we came to slay.
I lost.
What's the name of your team again?
I don't fucking know.
Will Smith's fiddly members.
No! So you might not have listened, because I can appreciate last week that you might have thought that our episode didn't show up because it didn't show up on a Monday. That's when you might have listened to our podcast. Hopefully you caught it on the Tuesday afternoon. But you might have missed at the end that I lost and now have to get a fucking tattoo, which you fucking changed a different thing. I thought the original idea was I just get a cryptid tattoo. Now
no.
You're putting them all in a crazy situation.
Okay, so I thought the original, and I'll go back and I'll listen to this,
sure,
was I chose a tattoo for yourself. Now, I've decided, as I said, I've chosen three or four tattoos for you to take.
Okay, can I hear some of the ideas?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the ideas, but I'm going to let our loyal and fair viewers to decide. I'm going to have a poll.
I love that you think people are looking at their headphones. you call them viewers every week.
It's like, maybe that's why we don't have as many listens. Everyone's just staring.
Fair point,
them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to let
you. We have loads of listens, by the way.
Loads of listens.
We're the biggest podcast on head stuff. Alan told us.
Yeah, Al's lying to anyone else who says he's different.
Yeah,
But I'm going to give four of them, and then they're going to be voted for. And then
okay,
you will have to get it. Anywhere on your body, I'll be that nice to you, right?
You're a nice guy. You know my wife. You know, yeah. She's... Jesus Christ, what the
so
fuck
I've
did
drawn
you just
a
show me?
I've drawn a few of them here, okay?
Oh, my God.
So the first one has to be Tokolosh. Big dick wrapped around his neck.
You fucking asshole.
Now, I wanted him to be skiing, so the cock was flopping behind him like he was a scarf.
Now, that's inaccurate, because he lives in South Africa.
Okay, he's surfing.
Fair.
Fair. Okay, my second one...
That's bollocks!
Okay, the second one is...
I really... Okay, go on.
The Entourage. Is it just a chicken with tits?
That's on brand with me.
Yeah, chicken titty. Because you love chicken titties.
Guys, please. Please vote Elvin Trish.
And now the third one is a genie's lamp from last week's episode.
Okay, I'm not mad. I like genies.
But the genie coming out of the smoke is just a vagina with a fez on.
Is a...
So he likes that. He likes that one too. Yeah, tick that.
Tick Balang?
Yeah.
Is that there?
Do you know what? I'll throw that in. I had another one which was just going to be the words Bigfoot ate my ass, but because I've seen people with hats on it on. That's so good. I'm going to change it to the fourth one of just a tick Balang.
Just a tick Balang.
Just tick Balang.
Okay, so the odds are pretty good there that it's going to be something. Well, no, they're not really. There's a 50% chance I'll get something I'm happy with. I would like either the tick Balang or the chicken tish. But there's a huge option of a surfing tucklish with a scarf cock.
Yeah.
And a... I can't believe you even drew the vagina coming out of the lamp.
With a fez on.
With a fez on it. It's really good.
So what I'm going to do is when the episode goes up, I'm going to wait probably till the Wednesday and then I'm going to put up the poll. Mm. And you're at the mercy of our beautiful listeners.
Can you put two polls in the same...
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to face two of them off each against each other. So like... like one against
so
four.
The heats will go into the final.
Yeah, exactly. Spot on.
Right, well, please be kind.
So we'll know by next Friday what tattoo you're going to get.
And
as I said, I'm fair. It can go on any part of your body you want. I am hoping...
Well, it's not fair because you came up with some fucking mad concepts of a... I mean, I would love, obviously,
hold all the phones in your hand here. If the roles were reversed and you thought...
Man-eating tree, all the branches are cocks.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I would get it done. Oh, I could just show them to my ma, like, oh man, I just got a new tattoo, don't see it? It's like, oh Mark, that's, oh my God,
oh, no.
All penises.
We got this lovely bit of artwork from our friend at our wedding, Magnus, and he does this cool artwork and it's kind of like graffiti style, but he has one thing, it's like Mickey Mouse with a spliff, and it says, Mickey, you jazzy cunt, and Terry's mom saw that and be like, Mickey, isn't that brilliant?
Jazzy. Just like jazz.
Right. Anyway, we've a lot to get through here.
Yeah.
First thing first, Jago, I'm sorry, we have to do this crypto news. There's some big news in the crypto world. Here we go.
Hit me.
A young man never found the same after picking up a giant mushroom jellyfish hybrid and putting it on his head. Remember you did that?
Yeah, I did that.
And you were like, what, 14? No, in actual cryptid news, wolf-like creature shot near Montana.
Yeah, that, you okay, Tony?
I think I'm dying. Wolf-like creature shot near Montana. Played back the levels are all over the place here.
Oh,
Jamie,
wow.
Look at that.
That looks like a fucking
wolf-like
Halloween
animal killed. Now, the mad thing is, they couldn't pinpoint its species. They doubt it was a wolf because the teeth are too short, the paws are abnormally small, and the claws too large. Then they were thinking, is it potentially a bear? But it has a big long tail, and the hair doesn't match anything. People think it's a coy wolf, a coyote-wolf hybrid, or perhaps a wolf dog.
A really shy wolf. Captivity. A coy wolf.
A coy wolf. Like you in your early... Like you in your early teens. What do you think it is? A ghost?
I think it's probably a chupacabra that with just its fur on it.
This is what people are saying. People are also saying a dire wolf.
Oh, nice.
Potentially. But that's it. An actual up-to-date bit of crypto news. You normally have to scour the internet for that. But that's it. But that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about a cheeky boy, Oscailge, now with the Farley Off More. Big grey man.
It sounds like a Scottish person, like, talking with someone. Ah, me big grey man.
Big grey man.
That's down the pub.
It's me, Gerard Butler, and you are a big grey man.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Sorry to any Scottish. Speaking of, I'll be in Edinburgh for the entire month of August. If I haven't alienated all of my... I am going to start doing plugs at the end of this. Jago, tell us about the big grey... Actually, no, hang on, because I've got to play
something. I'm at Hootenanny, am I?
You're at a cool party in
Fife.
In Glasgow.
Glasgow.
Hang on, wait for the tune to get.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. You're at a cool Glasgow party.
Oh, hey there. Have you heard of the Farley and More?
If you take out your cock now, I'm going to be so effed off.
It's a big grey man that lives at the top of Ben MacDoon in Carrigorm. It was first sighted in 1791. It's between a 10 to 30 foot tall.
What?
Yeah, 34.
I mean, what?
A man humanoid with long arms, grey fur, gravelly skin, and brings along a feeling of dread and lethargy. It's said to be a herald of death and a mixture between an ape creature such as the Yeti and a ghost.
I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm only happy when it rains.
What a tune.
What a tune.
Bring back garbage. Wait, is one of them dead?
No.
Good. Now, so this is what we're talking about here. Are you telling me, this is the crunch scene in like the new Ghostbusters, Are you telling me we got a Bigfoot the size of we got the size of Manhattan, well, 30 feet tall, and he's psychic, and he's living in a mountain?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, so he's, as we discussed, he's between 10 to 30 feet tall. He's, like, people first describe him as some sort of a Bigfoot creature, but he has this aura of terror, fear. Apparently,
it's the worst sort of terror.
Yeah, terror, fear. Apparently he drains your eagerness or your...
Hey, we all know a few people like that.
Yeah, just energy vampires.
Absolutely. Is he fucking burning the air off you in the morning?
What's the name of that song that the Scratch have?
Punisher.
Punisher, yeah. He's an absolute punisher of a creature.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Making people want to top themselves.
Yeah, so he makes people, as I said, put suicidal thoughts in their head. He has a weird psychic aura about him. Now, granted, he hasn't been directly involved in attacking people. Apparently, he protects a certain area in this. Ben McDuin.
McDuin.
He protects the area. So people think that it's some sort of burial ground or some sort of ancient monument buried
perhaps
there.
Perhaps a big, bulging fairy fort.
Fairy fort. Cairn. Do you remember Fulloch Fias? Someone said that to me the other day and I was like...
Yeah. You put the boiling sweets in, or boiling sweets.
What?
You put the boiling rocks in, and
I was like, "Fuck fear, Jesus, remember that?"
Sandra's know what a fullick fear. Shame on you from fucking history. I was going to say junior cert history. Do you know what happened? I was walking up here, and this pretty girl came over to me, and she's like, "Oh, this is humble brag." She's like, "Can I get a picture?" And I was like, "Cool." And I thought she was like 35, and she's like, "Oh my god, like when me and my mates were doing our junior cert last year, we were just watching your." I was like, "Fucking hell,
junior cert
scared the shit out of me."
It's not called junior cert anymore.
What's it called?
Cyber cert.
Well, things have future really changed. But anyway, people under the age of 18 should not be allowed to wear makeup. Let's get on to fighting. I don't mean that. You know what I mean. Well, no, actually, you know.
Fighting.
Look, we know what it is.
Mm.
I think this thing can fucking tear down.
I think it's like some of the... So I'll go through a list some of its abilities.
Please.
Right? Super strength.
Oh my god.
Has been known to pick up boulders and hurl them at walkers. Texas Chainsaw Walker.
Yeah.
Super speed, has been known to bound, do leaps and bounds that are like five times the length of a human. So
Jesus,
like,
that's very long.
Can induce, as I said, induce terror. Can induce lethargy, so it can make you tired even if you're full of piss and vinegar.
Mm.
Now, another one, it can cause blisters.
What?
On your feet.
Is that not from fucking hiking?
No, apparently. So I was reading this.
The second biggest, only by 40 metres, mind you.
Well,
it's the second tallest mountain in UK.
What's the first one? Ben Nevis.
Yeah.
I love Ben. I love the way it's just Ben Nevis. Like,
yeah.
John the Mountain.
Yeah. Great name.
Yeah, so apparently a hiker was walking up once and his feet were perfectly fine. And then he encountered a wave of terror, felt fear. And as he turned to walk away, his feet were just covered in blisters.
Is the chap who hasn't checked his shoes? No, sorry. I'm not a skeptic. Oh my god, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then he popped them all.
Yeah, what's the biggest blister you ever had?
I went for a run. I used to do a lot of running.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore? No, not anymore. I just don't have time. But I ran like half marathon just training.
Mm.
And I was wearing the wrong type of socks and it was rubbed against it. And then when I took my foot out, it looked like a little toe on the side of my foot. And then I didn't, like, are you supposed to pop blisters? You're supposed to...
Suck them.
Suck them, yeah.
Yeah, suck them.
So I was like, Nan.
Ew.
She has no teeth, so...
Oh, right, that's fair enough.
Bite
So 8 to 30 foot tall. That's
10. 10 to 30 foot tall.
10 to 30 foot tall.
10 to 30. Yeah, crazy. So
overwhelming negative energy.
That's the thing. So, but
What if you, yeah, you're just like, you're in the theater of screams. You're about to throw a dig and you're like, I don't really want to.
I'm too tired. My feet hurt.
My feet are sore from walking up fucking the second biggest mountain.
Now, I think if I was in the Premier Crypt and my biggest weakness would be lethargy because I get tired really easy.
Sure.
The other day I was making porridge before work.
And you fell asleep and knocked over the pot.
Fell asleep and I woke up to the sound of a fire alarm going off because it burnt the end of the pot. And I was like, fuck, man.
Now, was there any Dutch courage involved in that?
No, it was before work.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it was like 8 o'clock in the morning.
You shouldn't have gone back to bed when you're making porridge.
No, I didn't go back to bed. I was at the kitchen table.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, wow. I was gone. Shouldn't like a light. But, yeah, so I do give it... I think this could fuck you up. Psychic powers.
Also...
Physical strength.
Possibly invisible.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because they hear the sound of crunching footsteps. There was even, in terms of speed... they believe that it was following them in was it Aberdeen? In a forest in Aberdeen, somewhat like a big 10-foot tall thing chasing after them. Hmm. They heard crunch, 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 then kept hearing it closer, crunch, 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 and then drove off in a car, saw this thing chasing them, and they were driving 45 miles an hour.
Whoa. So it's chasing them. Apparently it has some sort of mist capabilities as well. So if it's misty on the moors, it can sort of become one with them and like use it sort of like a gateway.
Jesus.
To transport around. And that will come into a bit of evidence as well, but there's not a lot of direct attacks. The only thing I could find was in 2004, a person heard a noise and then a tent, sort of the sheet that goes over the tent, like the actual body of the tent,
sure.
Like that was ripped off, and he said there was like claw marks on it as well. A lot of the times, sort of people's interaction with them are just them warning people off.
Yeah. This is where this trips up. Do you know what this feels like? This feels like an old school cryptid. This is like one, this feels like a, you know, proper good enough evidence for, well, we'll get to that in a second. But like, we haven't brought up the fact that a lot of these things, this thing has not been aggressive.
Yeah.
It has not, it's been almost just like, get away!
Yeah, so funny you should say that because it has a limited vocabulary and spoken in ancient Gaelic.
Really?
At people saying...
Is that like the Nordic Gaelic?
Yeah.
Where they're like, I care the tall to.
Care the tall to.
Care the tall.
Tomma Maher.
Is it cod or care, they say up there?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay.
They know.
There's a lethargy.
Lethargy kicking in. Kicking in as we're talking about it. Yeah, so apparently it warns people away from the area which it protects. But people suspect there's some sort of ancient burial ground around the top of Bendwe. Now, obviously, because it's such a high mountain, there's not been a lot of people going up to inspect it. There's thoughts that it's actually just a guy who's like his lineage has been, that's his job to protect this,
really?
Passed down through the generations.
Because we'll get into that in evidence, but I mean, we're talking about first sighting here in 1700s.
Yeah, so like that could be passed down to. It could be William Wallace.
He could be ancient. What do you rate him?
I think good fighter. He's smart. If he was physically strong, I'd be like, great fighter. But he also has this mental aura about him. He's just like, he's able to induce fear. Like, imagine, like a lot of the creatures that we deal with that don't have real cognitive functions,
sure.
They're purely based on flight or fight.
Mm-hmm.
He can trigger their flight. He can just be like, get them to run away.
100%.
Yeah. So he's like, can say the Kraken, the Kraken, like even if it's giant, it would definitely fuck this up. He could make the Kraken afraid and the Kraken could back off.
He could make it kill itself.
Oh, yeah.
He could make it stuff its fucking tentacles down its fucking gob and kill itself.
Oh, God, that's a very graphic scene.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, well then that's changed my score. What was your score?
I give it 8.
I had given it a 7,
mm.
But I will defer to you.
Ha-ha! Oh, you got it!
Unreal. This goes out to long-haired comedians.
I just fell his chair.
Dab!
Defer.
I love our podcast.
You only defer if you're an idiot.
He's an idiot.
I hope you learned your lesson from this.
No, he didn't.
Eating someone's cold chips. And getting thrown out cause you're a dumb shit. This means that Tony is an idiot.
Defer! Ha 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 ha! No curse in my raps, ha ha! What's a ploon? Who's the eesk? I'm the bitch of the week.
Great stuff. So fighting of eight. So we know that this thing, we know this motherfucking throw down. We know he can kick off.
Mm-hmm.
We know what he is. But look, is he even alive or what?
Where is he?
But what is the evidence, sir? I'm just writing something down.
A lot of evidence for it.
A lot of sightings.
Yeah. So, back to the start. 1791 was the first John Hogg, great porn name.
Mm-hmm.
He was a poet, and he said he was walking out. Now, there wasn't actually a direct sighting of him, but he saw footprints, and he felt an eerie presence in my way, porridge.
Well, I read that he was tending sheep on Banmachtli, and he said he saw the creature.
Mm.
It was a giant blackamoor, at least 30 feet high, with an equally proportioned and very near me. I was actually struck. I'm going Welsh now. Mm. I was actually struck powerless with astonishment and terror. That's what he said.
So. And then in 1890, like, these are pretty spot on because we have like writings about these usually are just like stories, word of mouth, sort of written down in manuscripts, whatever. 1891, a climber, J. Norman Collick, heard a crunch and a crush behind him. Every four or five steps he took, he heard one of them, and it started to speed up. And then he ran, and he felt as dread, terror. He turned around and he saw big footprints in the fallen snow.
Jesus.
He didn't see the actual creature, but he knew it was there.
What's the most terrifying thing that could chase you up the stairs for you? What's the thing that in your mind, your earliest thing that you're terrified being chased up the stairs?
I used to think there was like some sort of, I used to thought shadows were living things.
Mm.
So I thought that they came out at night.
Yeah.
So when we run up the stairs, I'd be like, some shadow spider chasing them up, like, and then like real sort of decrepit. I used to be mad scared to put my feet outside of the bed when it was dark.
100%. Once they're out, magic duvet.
Yeah, now I'm mad for putting my hands out. Holds me.
It'd just be roasting.
Yeah.
I was terrified E.T. was going to chase me, but I hated E.T. It terrified me. Especially when he's running through the grabs.
Yes, when he was turned white when he was dying, like old dog poo.
Like old dog poo. Do you know my mate Graham Wade?
Yeah.
He used to have the recurring nightmares of E.T.'s dad, like a tall E.T., kind of like just scaring him and fucking with him. He had a nightmare where E.T., he was playing with E.T., and he pushed E.T. and E.T. fell over.
Mm.
And then E.T. told his dad, and it was like a taller E.T. And he had these dreams for years that E.T.'s dad was like scaring him and stuff, until eventually he just, in his dream, was like, no! And he pushed E.T.'s dad down the stairs, and E.T.'s dad died, and he never had the dream again.
Oh, that's kind of weird. Maybe there's like some sort of psychic connection.
Has to be. Well, there doesn't have to be.
I love the way you crossed your legs and you're saying, look, there has to be.
There has to be a connection.
Now,
yeah, go on.
I am going to counteract my own points there. I was like,
interesting.
Ooh. So basically, there's a lot of natural phenomena that happen up in atop of mountains, which I got into, and they're pretty interesting, even compared to like not being a cryptid or whatever.
Sure.
Have you ever heard of a thing called infrasound?
No, but I'm into it.
So basically, the human ear can only hear up to a certain point, okay? Mm-hmm. I think it's something like 18 hertz, but this is sound that is like less than like half a wave away, so 18.5 hertz or something like that. You can't hear it, but it affects you in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest example was this doctor who thought that this lab was haunted, and he kept seeing like at the corner of his eye, he'd see like a little blob or flash of light, and he turned and nothing was there. And then he started to get really uneasy and sort of like sweaty in this one room. And then one day he was dealing with he had like a vice, and he put a piece of thin metal on the vice, and he went away to do something. When he came back, the piece of thin metal was wobbling back and forth, even though no one had touched it. And he was like, what's going on here? And he brought like a device that measured sound waves. And he noticed that the extractor fan was making a sound that was so low, but that a human couldn't hear it, but it was just below the level a human could hear. And the waveform was actually just hitting right in the middle of the room where the metal moved.
Okay.
So he wrote a thing called The Ghosts in the Machine, which is a paper which basically describes that most ghost sightings are this infrasound.
Ah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And another thing called the Broken Spectre phenomena.
I'm all over this.
I love the name. It sounds like a James Bond thing.
Sounds
unreal. So it's basically like low-lying clouds. If the sun is rising or setting, the low-lying clouds cast a shadow. Or the sun will cast a shadow on low-lying clouds, so it looks like a giant creature is heading over the horizon.
And you're saying this is this very big grey man?
No, I'm saying it's definitely a big grey man in a big grey van.
An even bigger grey van.
A bigger grey van. And he asked me to pick up... I don't know where I'm going with that.
An interesting thing about the... I'd love to hear the rest of your story.
You're a comedian.
I know. What, as well as something that I've heard is, okay, so 1904, climber Hugh D. Welsh heard unexplained slurring footsteps, drunk footsteps, I imagine, on the summit of Ben Machdoy, and an eerie feeling of apprehension. Oh, sorry, 1948, Richard Frere, a climber, wrote about his sense of a presence and an utterly abstract but intensely real high singing voice.
Oh!
Which I imagine sounds exactly like this. When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. American, oh, it was beautiful. And we can't see, but our arms are outstretched.
If your arms aren't outstretched, you're not a real human.
Scooter, Siberia!
Ben McDwee!
Ben McDwee!
So, evidence.
So anyway, he sounds exactly like that. Wait, hang on. Let me actually read the last part. This is just one. Okay, sorry. In 1958, an encounter was published in The Scots Magazine by naturalist and mountaineer Alexander Tunyon. He said, in October 1943, I spent 10 days leave climbing alone in the Carrigorms. One afternoon, just as I reached the summit cairn of Ben McDwee, mist swirled across the lake and enveloped the mountain. The atmosphere became dark and oppressive, a fierce, bitter wind and whisked among the borders, and an odd sound echoed through the mist, a loud footstep it seemed. Then another, a strange shape loomed up, receded, came charging at me. Without hesitation, I whipped out the revolver and fired three times at the figure. But then it...
Bang, bang.
There's three bangs.
He's reloading.
Okay.
Bang.
When it still came on, I turned and hared down the path, reaching Glendary in a time that I have never bettered. You may ask, was it really the Far Leat Mór? Frankly, I think it was. Could have been a deer, I think.
Yeah, also, how does he give a revolver?
Man, it was the fucking Wild Wild West back in the Wild West. I actually give this an evidence of 7.
I give an evidence 7 as well.
Lovely.
It's not the strongest, but the fact that there is these natural phenomena, infrasound and a broken specter,
sure,
does lead against it. So
I would like to talk about cool and sex appeal in one.
For this,
we can give independent scores,
yeah.
But I think because most of my points overlap for each other. So let's do cool firstly. Sex appeal.
Can you play it at the same time?
Yeah. look, I think this is both cool and sexy. In terms of cool, this is part of the ever-growing Bigfoot, Yeti, Yowie, Gruagach family.
Yeah.
Which are all cool. What is it about big hairy men in the woods that turns us on so much?
Ask my ex-wife.
So you get instant cool points now for being a big hairy man.
Yeah.
You personally, I'm looking at you.
Yeah. I do, yeah.
It's tall, which means I fancy him.
Mm.
Because as you know, I've come up with a new sexual orientation, and it's a high mosexual, which is I'm straight, but I do tend to fancy men who are taller than me, much taller than me.
Oh, nice.
I don't fancy them. Like, I wouldn't, you know, but I wouldn't mind being having a hug.
And well, if you fancy someone who's smaller than you, low mosexual.
Lomosexual's better. Yeah. And also, I'm recently gotten into hiking myself, so mountain climbing is ticks all the boxes.
So
for
if
me.
You saw Far Leat Mór and you're walking with your wife, you'd be like, fucking get down that.
I'll be like, if he's clean, I want to hug off him. And imagine the fresh springs up there.
Yeah. I obviously think it washed. Now, I think he's cool because obviously, as his points you stated, Yeti, Yowie, Gruagach, they are great. I love them. But like, throw a ghost into that equation. Put him in your blender.
He is
what
a
you
ghost.
Got? Got the Far Leat Mór. Mm-hmm. He has. The only thing is, his can he turn off his sense of dread? And
yeah, I hope so.
Because like, I don't want to go to the bedroom and just be terrified of the person that I'm fucking. Because ask my ex-wife about that.
You can't do that such quick succession, Jacob.
She died.
Oh God. Were you the Far Leat Mór?
She
top herself.
It's me all along, Austin.
I need to get dinner into you. Me too, by the way.
I do, yeah.
yeah, look, I think this is cool. Also, look, Big might always... I need to get fucking dinner to me now. Big might not always be better, but Big is always cooler. Something bigger is always cooler. And this thing, 30 foot tall.
Yeah.
Are you messing? Up where? Where is he? 4,500 feet in the sky.
I saw some artist representations, and it's him just poking his head between the top of two mountains, and it's just, he looks really like, oh.
You're thinking of Crocodile Dundee 2.
What, when?
You know when he appears between the skyscrapers?
No.
Poster.
Yeah, but yeah. I think he's cool. I would actually love to invite him to a house party.
Yep.
It used to be our standard. I would. I think he's sexy. I think I'd set him up with my friends. Be like, here, have you heard my Liam Moore?
Farrell Liam Moore?
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, Farley Amore.
Farley Amore.
He's a big, tall, grey man and he likes to eat flan in the
So he likes to eat flan as well.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, this guy's
go back to fighting, go back to fighting.
Eats flan. I gave this a cool of 7.
Ditto.
And I give it a sex appeal of 8.
Sex appeal of 8? What is going on with us? We're on the same level. It's almost like we finished each other's
sandwiches.
Menstrual cycles.
Okay. 8, 7, 7, 8. Are you ready for these? I'm doing the scores now.
Wait, stop.
I'm doing the scores now, Jago.
Right, do it now.
Okay.
Hit me.
Hang on. Oh, no. That's Top Trumps. Fucking hell. Hang on. Here we go.
I'm doing it today. Fighting 8.
Yeah.
Evidence 7.
Yeah.
Cool 7.
Yeah.
Sexy 8.
What are the total scores?
30.
Okay. Oh, fucking hell.
What's wrong with your fat fingers?
I don't know what's wrong with my fat fingers. Anyway, 30 puts in. Holy shit! This puts. What's the name of the thing again? Farley Amore.
This puts
Farley Amore in 10th place.
Not well, yeah, that's good compared to how fucking crammed it is.
Ahead of the Chitauri.
Oh.
Ahead of the Kraken. Ahead of the Yowie, Santa Claus, Mongolian Deathworm, behind the Phoenix, Grugok, Nandy Bear, Avian Aliens.
Do you remember we did the crack and we were like, no one's going to beat this lad.
Do you know why? Do you know what fucked it up? What? Sex appeal of 3.
It's sex. Do you know what? We needed it. We needed sex appeal. When it gets crammed again, we should add another one.
You should.
Yeah.
Height or something. So there you have it. Now, what do you make of that now? Number 10. Right, well, look, Jago, we could do the new Top Trump teams. So, Jago, as you bested me last week, and I'm forced to get a perverse tattoo, we need to pick the new teams for season 2 of Top Trumps, and also decide on a forfeit. But before we decide on the forfeit, we need to decide on our teams. But here's a Top Trumps theme in the meantime.
Is it Tony or Jago putting a wolf man against a mermaid? Pick one team and the theatre screams at the part of the show that we call Top Trumps.
Very good. Mark Jago, do you have a coin on you?
I certainly do.
Okay.
Did you want a €2 coin?
You can tell you what, because you won the last one,
yeah.
I am going to put a list of all of our cryptids in a randomizer list. Okay? And all of our cryptids in a randomizer list, and you flip the coin and you get to pick the top half or the bottom half.
Okay.
Right, sound good?
I will now flip my coin.
Okay, hang on. Okay, flip your coin.
Call it.
You pick.
Heads.
Okay, do you want the top half or the bottom half?
I want the... Because you can see this, I can't.
I can't see it.
I'm going to give you the top half.
You're going to give me the top half?
Yeah, so I want the bottom half.
Okay. Well, you'll be glad to know that of our cryptids, I have been given the Tokolosh,
yeah,
the Tikbalang,
oh,
Avian Aliens, Goblins, the Yowie, the Nandy Bear, Banshee, the Troll, Man-Eating Trees, Mothman, the Dubberku, Genie, who's number one,
fuck,
Fire Naga, Vampires, Jersey Devil, Mermaid, Mongolian Deathworm, Bigfoot, Krampus, Chitauri, Santa Claus, Ahul, and the Shoujo, and also the Elvertrish. You have been given...
No.
The Tatsal Worm, Adlets, Indrid Cold, Selkie, El Cuero, Air Rods, Phoenix, Kraken, Santa's Elves, Beast of Gavodon, Kappa, Wendigo, Gruagok, Chupacabra, Jackalope, Manticore, Leprechaun, Pooka, Mokele, Mbembe, Yeti, Ninja, and Blackshook, Phantom Cats, Wolfman, Loveland Frog, Thunderbirds, Liak, and Bunyip.
Oh, actually, it's not that bad, but you got some fucking big hitters.
Got some big hitters. I can't wait to find out what our forfeit's going to be.
If you, as I said before, if you have any idea what you want the forfeit to be, send it in.
Send it in. Right.
Don't make it something stupid like.
Yeah, don't be all stupid. Like.
Tony kissed Diego. Oh, like don't, you don't have to record or anything. Just bring it into a room and kiss him.
Yeah, we're asking too much of people. Well, look, for the first time in a couple of weeks, we have a freak encounter.
Shut up.
No matter what they tell us, no matter what
freak encounters.
Now, Tony, this one actually comes in from friend of the show.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's probably finished breakfast.
It's the best joke on the show.
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant. Go on.
This one comes in from a friend of the show. Mm-hmm. The original Snake Woman of Carlo.
Oh, the Snake Woman of Carlo, Jess Murphy.
Jess Murphy. Shout out to Jess Murphy. Shout out to her brother as well. And shout out to Bernie Murphy, her ma.
Shout out to the whole Murphy clan.
Yeah.
And congrats on finishing your exams. This is Jess Murphy, age 9 and a half. And I will be reading this out as Jago transcribed it. So any mistakes are Jago's fault. Here we go. When I was in primary school, I was obsessed with Egyptian history and archaeology. I bought a cheap set in the local toy shop, and when I was on break or on lunch, me and my friend Amy Jones used to dig around the playground with a kit and sift through the mud, finding hair clips, lollipop sticks, and a piece of a china plate. The piece was white, with some blue designs on it. After the break, we went to a teacher to show her our treasures. She was a bit surprised about the plate because the playground was newly built, so there was no reason why it would be in the soil. We continued this trend of digging in the playground like absolute legends. We found stuff like crayons and wrappers, but then after a few more days, we found another piece of plate. Again, we showed it to our teacher, and she got real strange about it. I don't understand why you're finding these pieces of plates. It's so bizarre. She said, don't go digging around that area again, but she offered no explanation as to why. Of course, as kids, we didn't listen, and we found yet more pieces of plate. When we showed her again, she explained that it could be from the old school kitchen, as it was in an area that the playground now stood. Back when the school was run by nuns, their kitchen caught fire and exploded, and the whole school had to be rebuilt. We stopped digging around the area because we were really freaked out. Around Easter time, the holy time, we were back in the yard, at the back of the yard, and the teacher called me and Amy in the break, and in the old window of the arch, the shadowy outline of a nun was screaming or crying out to me. I never spoke to Amy about that day, but 2 weeks ago, I mentioned it to Amy and said, hey, it was probably my imagination. Amy said, did you see the screaming nun too?
Big shout out to the Murphy clan.
Shout out to the Murphy clan.
Original Snake Bone McCarlo coming at you hard. Oh,
shout out to Davey and Murphy, Bernie as well. Okay, Mark Jago, do you have some Scottish fucking cunt in proverb?
Cunt in proverb. I do have one.
And give it to me, you can.
All right. Choose the good mother's daughter, but make sure her father is the devil.
You're just so sexy. Are you a Loch Ness monster? Or are you Bigfoot, cryptid, supernatural vampires, banshees, Tony and Jago? Oops, there's a Wendigo. Hey, come on after me. Who the fuck said you could laugh at me, smack with me? With a Bigfoot dick, you could slap with me? Blasphemy. You could dare come at me with a Bigfoot dick and a Loch Ness monster, pussy. Baby, sexy beast.
This has been a Heads of Podcast Network. Well, it was one of yours.
Donkey! This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.